everybody. I'm Cassidy, one of your Indianapolis Colts cheerleaders, and you're watching the Believe in Colts podcast.
Welcome back to another edition of Believe in Colts. I'm your host, Lawrence Owen. This is brought to you, of course, by Bet Online. And today we are going to start the series that a lot of you have been waiting for. I've already went through some of the free agent talk. Now we're going to discuss the NFL draft. I have went through and looked at a lot of film over some of these top draft prospects, prospects that the Indianapolis Colts might be looking into. Mainly the top three. We're looking at defensive backs, pass rushers, and pass catchers. In this first episode, we are going to be looking at pass rushers. All right. A lot of you don't think that pass rush is a top need. Some of you believe it is the top need. We'll see what happens. I understand that cornerback, you know, we're very young and inexperienced there, and that pass catchers are also in a situation where you want to add weapons for your young, potentially good quarterback that we have on a rookie contract. But at the same time, the Indianapolis Colts have not had a pass catcher, or I'm sorry, a pass rusher of any good rapport since 2019, right? Justin Houston was the last pass rusher to have 10 or more sacks for the Indianapolis Colts. That was over 5 years ago. 5 years ago. The Indianapolis Colts, yes, had a lot of good sacks, broke the record for the Indianapolis Colts total sacks, but no one was that guy off the edge. And the Indianapolis Colts absolutely need that. So much so that Chris Ballard went out after Daniel Hunter, right? Daniel Hunter, and offered him more money, a longer contract, and more money than the Houston Texans offered him, but he still decided to go home where he originally lived in Texas and sign with them on a 2-year contract, right? Making less, just under $20 million a year. But Ballard offered more. To me, that says something. That says that Ballard is looking for that premier pass rusher, and that defensive end is definitely on the table this upcoming draft. And we're going to look at those pass rushers that can be grabbed in the first round or early second round for the Indianapolis Colts that could possibly be on the radar for this Indianapolis Colts draft. But before we do, I got to remind everybody that BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. Get the latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, NFL, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember, use promo code BELIEVE, that's B-L-E-A-V, to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online, where the game starts. Now, this upcoming draft, the Indianapolis Colts is going to be picking 15th overall, and that is going to have a bit of an effect on who they could grab in this upcoming draft. There are going to be guys that will be gone before then. And, of course, you don't want to reach too high for a guy that may or may not, you know, fill that spot. Top 15, generally you're looking for a blue chip guy that possibly fell. And in this draft, it's quite possible with all of the quarterbacks and wide receivers and even a tight end, you know, some offensive tackles that will be going early in this draft, leaving a lot of defenders, guys that could fall a little bit and might fall right into Chris Ballard's lap. And if that's the case, look, he says it over and over and over. If a blue chip guy, if a game breaking guy falls, no matter the position, you take him, right? You take him. And there are definitely some guys that I feel like could fall in this draft for the Indianapolis Colts. At the pass rush position, in all honesty. And then, of course, you know, if you're going to reach down into the second round, there are some guys there as well. But definitely at pick 15, there are a couple guys that you need to keep an eye on. And first and foremost, I want to get into this. The first guy on this list, I don't think makes it out of the top 10. I do not believe he's going to. Look, Dallas Turner, the defensive end for Alabama, ended up a 4.46 40. All right. For a defensive end, that is incredibly fast. All right. 6'2", 247. Now, 247 at 6'2", not the biggest guy in the world, right? He's not somebody that you're expecting to go in there and do a good job holding the edge, right? You're not going to want him to be your strong side or a guy that's going to contain the run. He's somebody you're going to want to go after the quarterback. And quite frankly, if you need someone like that, that's the guy. The Colts have a ton of guys right now on this team that can, you know, hold their edge or hold their own, block gaps, and then collapse, and then have a little bit of pass rush ability on top, right? The team is filled with those guys. Kwity Paye, Samson Ebukam, you know, Grover Stewart and DeForest Buckner, Tyquan Lewis. These are all guys that are good at both, but not exceptional at rushing the passer. They're, none of these guys are somebody that's going to get 10-plus sacks year after year after year. That's something that we need. Dallas Turner is one of those guys. I think he's a blue chipper. I don't think he's going to make it to the Indianapolis Colts. But like I said earlier, if this dude somehow falls because maybe a team that does need a pass rusher that goes and grabs one, grabs someone other than him because they fell in love with somebody else. If Dallas Turner falls, Ballard would be absolutely out of his nine not to grab Dallas Turner, all right, in this draft at 15, if he falls to that point. He is definitely a top 10 pick, in my opinion. Now, there are, like I said, there are downfalls. He is kind of a light guy, and he is disruptive in the run game as well. Just doesn't do a good job of sealing an edge. He's more get in the backfield and disrupt. Now, that is something, again, the Gus Bradley scheme. It's all about getting back there, pass rush first, collect the running back on the way to the quarterback, right? That's what Gus teaches for his defensive linemen, and that feels perfectly in line with Dallas Turner and the way he plays football at the defensive end position. I honestly don't think he's going to fall. If he does, oh, man, I'd love him. All right. Now, the next guy on my list, I know a lot of you are going to look at this and go, ooh, no, dude. But look, I understand that Leiatu Latu, the defensive end for UCLA, he has a red flag, okay? As a freshman, he had a problem. All right, back at Washington, he had some injuries back in 2020 and 2021. At the end of 2021 season, he had surgery on him that fused neck bones. And that is a massive red flag, especially at the defensive end position, anywhere along the offensive line, wide receiver, anywhere. Let's face it, anywhere. It is a red flag. It generally means you're taking a risk that he could take another shot, get seriously hurt. However, the last couple seasons, he was absolutely phenomenal. In 2022, 2023 with UCLA, he produced and produced big time and didn't show any signs of injury issues. So that could be left on the table, right? Something that a team could look at and just be like, you know, this could be an exception. But that is the only thing that could allow Latu to fall in this draft, because in my opinion, Latu is equal to the former guy that I already spoke about in this draft, if not even better. He ran a 4.64 40, which is plenty fast enough as a defensive end. And he is 6'4", and you know how Ballard loves to grab the taller guys. Now, he's not 6'6", 6'8", 6", you know, but the problem is you don't want a 6'8", 6'7", defensive end because you're not going to get the bend out of those guys. A guy who runs a 6'4", or a 4'6", and is 6'4", or less, could show bend. And that is something Latu has. He is incredible in pass rush situations. And not just pass rush, but in tackling as well. He's good at both, but he's very good at pass rush. He's got good bend. He's got good quickness. He's got good hand ability. You know, he strikes with his hands very well. And he's got good change of direction. In my opinion, Latu is the best guy for the Indianapolis Colts. And because of his injury, there's a good chance he'll be there at 15. I understand, however, if the Indianapolis Colts see that neck fusion and see it as a red flag and don't want to take that chance, okay? I get it. I understand 100%. But for me, this is the guy, all right? And he's not just a guy. Look, I'm one of the first guys out there to straight up say, if you got – you should not have your defensive ends, defensive linemen who are good at pass rushing, drop back into coverage. Okay. I'm that guy. I get mad about it every time I see it. Latu, on the other hand, he's batted down two passes and he's got two interceptions. All right. Last year alone, he had two interceptions. Okay. For UCLA. He drops back. He's got good hands for a guy his size. And that's impressive. Look, he's 261 and runs a 4.6. That's pretty good. He's the right size. 6'4", 261. He's prime size for a defensive end. Plus the speed and got good hands. Got good natural instincts. Got that bend. Got that swagger. Oh, man. He literally could be the best guy, in my opinion, for the Colts. But I don't know if Ballard will pick him because of his injury history. If it was me sitting there and Latu was there at 15, I'd take him. I would take him without a heartbeat. In an instant heartbeat, he would be mine. I wouldn't even think twice about it. But I'm not Ballard. But he does fit all the profiles outside of that neck injury that Ballard absolutely loves. So keep an eye on Latu Latu. The next guy on the list, many of you are probably going to get mad at me. Jared Verse, defensive end for Florida. He is a guy who, man, he's a powerhouse. He's an absolute powerhouse. This is what he does. 6'4", 251. All right. And he can push guys like nobody's business. Three things that Jared Verse does well is power. He is very strong with his hands. And he can get off the ball, off that snap, incredibly fast. And we all know that is the first step to being a very good pass rusher is, you know, anticipating the snap count, getting off the snap as quickly as possible. Get that edge on the offensive lineman that's there to guard against you, all right? And he's the best right now. Of all these guys that I'm talking about, he is the best at doing that specifically. He's also probably the most powerful guy of this group when it comes to just bowling over somebody. He could bull rush just about anybody. Reminds me, in my opinion, Jared Verse, he kind of reminds me of, the guy that went to the Raiders, was with the Raiders and then ended up with Buffalo. I think it was Buffalo. No, not Von Miller. Anyhow, I can't remember his name, so I'm just, anyhow, he's strong, he's quick, or quick off the ball. Problem is, he's got problems. And so the flag for Jared Verse for me is he has no nimbleness. He has no bend. All right. He's a straight line guy. You know, you put someone in front of him, he'll straight line shoot him. But, or, you know, if he doesn't bend very well around the edge. Now, if he can beat the guy with pure speed, that's fine. But if he has to bend to get underneath somebody, he's not going to win that matchup. He doesn't change directions great either. All right. His change of direction speed, not the best. Very, very stiff for a defensive end. I feel like this is a guy, to me, he's a Kwity Paye, Samson Ebukam kind of guy. All right. He's going to be good at sealing an edge and stopping the run and get to the quarterback a few times as well. All right. You're probably going to get around 10 sacks a season from him, from what I see. But he's also going to defend the run as well. All right. And that is a good thing. But like I said, the Colts have a ton of those. The Colts have a ton of those. We need somebody who is also, yeah, sure, you know, stopping the run, that's a benefit. But you need someone who is elite at passing the rushing the passer. And I don't see that from Jared Verse, okay? Yeah, did he absolutely have 9 sacks last year? Yeah. 6.5 of those came from very poor offensive lines from 3 games last year. Very poor. I just feel like Verse is a guy who you need a well-rounded defensive end for, but you're not going to get an elite pass rusher. You're going to get an elite run stopper, but you're not going to get an elite pass rusher out of Jared Verse. And that's why he drops to me at number 3. And he's not someone I would take at 15. Okay. If he falls to early second round, maybe you make a trade up and grab him if you don't have a defensive end. Okay. But you do not, if you need an absolute stud at rushing the passer, I would not grab Jared Verse. That's just my opinion. And I know there's a lot of Jared Verser truthers out there that believe that, you know, he's maybe the best guy out for defensive end in this class. This is just what I saw from watching the games and watching the film that I was able to watch. All right. Love the guy. I think he's great all around. He's just, I just don't believe he's going to ever end up being an elite pass rusher. So we got one more guy left to talk about that could fall first, second round. And that's Chop Robinson from Penn State. Okay. He's a guy also very quick. All right. He run just under a 4.5. 6'2", 254, all right? A little bit smaller of a defensive end, pretty quick. Was not able to get the sacks that you would like to see from a guy, right? He's just not somebody that I think he had 4 sacks last year, all right? 15 total tackles, a couple forced fumbles, but he only played in 7 games, okay? So because of a leg injury that he had. And he's got good work ethic. He's got a good, you know, clean character. And he worked out really well at the scouting combine, right? He did a good job. That probably helped him out a ton in his interviews, and his workouts at the combine will help him out a ton. The fact that he's 6'2", 254, a little bit smaller. I think he does have the edge bend, all right? But now you're worried. Is that injury thing going to come in? I don't think this is a guy that you take in the first round. Again, if he falls in the draft to mid second round, right, to where the Colts pick, to where they don't have to move up, and they haven't already grabbed a defensive end, you could take a shot at Chop Robbins. But I don't know if that's not someone that I would take in the first round, and not someone that I would move up in the second round to grab, and definitely not somebody that I would take at 15 overall. That's just my opinion. Now, I appreciate each and every one of you watching this. Those are my top guys for the first two rounds at the pass rush position in this NFL draft. Pretty good, pretty deep. Got two guys that I feel like are elite pass rushers, kind of similar to last year where there was a couple guys, but I feel like these pass rushers will fall in the draft a little bit more due to the command of so many quarterbacks and wide receivers and offensive linemen that will be picked early on. The Colts will have a shot at least one, maybe have a shot at one or the other in the first round. Will they do it? I'm not saying they should. I'm saying they'll be there and be an option for Chris Ballard to take that pick. Let me know your thoughts in the comments. If you like this video, please smash that like button. Hit subscribe if you're not subscribed. Tag that notification bell so that you are notified next time I go live or upload a video. And if you're listening to this on an audio podcast, please leave a review, hit the star button or whatnot. You know, it helps out a ton. And share this with your favorite social media. And until next time, I'm Lawrence Owen. This was Believe in Colts, brought to you by Bet Online. And as usual, go Colts.
Do you believe?